one way of summarizing at least one difference between the West Coasters and East Coasters. The East Coasters do retain a certain ambivalence, I think, about the founding.
In the East Coast Straussian tradition is much less apologetic about the idea of there being a necessity for a elite educated in a very particular way to rule and to like espouse a set of politically and morally useful symbols and ideas out into the world to create the populace that is necessary for the regime to be virtuous. Whereas the West Coasters, at least explicitly, have a lot more confidence in their concept, a very specific idea of what the American people are.
Well, it's also the case that there's a difference between West and East Coast Straussians about the role of philosophy in politics.
Yes.
Because Jaffa, you see, in his defense of Locke, it's almost as if the American founding sprung from the head of Locke.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
And therefore, the American founding is an explicitly philosophical project.
Yeah.
Whereas the East Coasters, I think, have a much more Socratic understanding of philosophy, both substantively in the sense of what they think the nature of political philosophy is, but also their awareness that, you know, Socrates was killed.
Yeah.
Right? So I think when we talk about the esotericism being more prominent in the East Coasters, that's the kind of thing I mean. They're alive to the sense that there is kind of between philosophy and political power, there's always going to be a tension because genuine political philosophy is subversive.
Right.
Because you're going beyond the merely conventional.
Right.
And appealing to first principles in a way.
Yeah.
And that always has the, when you, again, go back to when you start questioning the nature of things and asking philosophical questions, it can upset the political order. And yeah. I just think East Coast Straussians are always much more alive to that possibility. And therefore, they're just less all in than the West Coasters in a way.
Yeah.
to the American project.